With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earl, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choosing. And today it's my good buddy, it's Tim Clark. Yay!
I'm back, baby. They said it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
Last time you were on, I almost got cancelled for my love of Woody Allen.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry, Josh. Don't worry. In preparation for this episode, I scrolled back in your Patreon feed and I'm proud to announce my episode, still one of the least liked, least commented on episodes.
I always find it weird what people like and what people don't like.
Yeah, no interaction. People took COVID restrictions to heart and they said I have to remain 2 meters away from this episode.
That's not true. I reckon there were some comments because I reckon someone said, I read it the other day, someone said, you're a brave man, Josh, for saying this.
Well, Josh, I'm sure that was the case. I scrolled back. There were some. I'm sure in your mind you're conflating it with some of the many other times you've been threatened to be cancelled.
We're talking about cover songs today.
Mm.
And so I just cannot wait to share with you the R. Kelly cover of Call Me Daddy soundtrack, the Louis C.K. film.
Yeah, that's off the Pop Goes Pedo album.
Oh, I was going to say it's good to be behind the paywall, but this first 10 minutes goes out to the regular feed.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, they'll come for me. They'll come for me and I'll stand there and say, what are you going to take off me?
My Matt Lauer cover version of Like a Virgin stands up on its own. He's got a set of pipes on him.
Hey, if Tubin can be back and working, I can be.
Hey, Tubin Hart or Hartley Tubin? That's what I like to say.
Tubin is like, he is the...
Thank God this
story
is going out because I would feel morally wrong for charging for this.
Tubin was the comeback story of COVID.
Yeah.
Really, it wasn't even a full lockdown and he's back. He's back working.
I love it. He's barely registered. His name almost is... It just rhymes with the worst streaming service there is.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about cover songs.
Now, cover songs.
This is actually, I mentioned a couple others and you came back with this one.
Mm, it was a classic. You came to me with a suggestion. I didn't think of any immediately. I went back to you with a much more broad topic.
Yep.
You said yes. And then I immediately was just like, fuck, I have to narrow this down. This is so hard.
So I thought the other one would be right up Tim Clark's out. I thought you would be into like awards shows and stuff like that.
We were going to do awards show speeches.
Whatever
the case may be.
Monologues,
and some came to mind.
Yep.
But I thought, go with my gut, shoot my shot, go for a bigger topic, something that's not just film or TV, which I like to bring to the table with these type of shows, and go a bit more in your wheelhouse, music.
Because I don't know what kind of music you like.
It's a very eclectic taste. I don't, I listen to all sorts, a lot of nostalgic stuff, a lot of stuff that just gets recommended in probably the wildest algorithm. I share a Spotify account with my girlfriend as well, which probably throws it all out of whack. I just listen to main songs, which is my main playlist, and when I get sick of that, main songs 2 is right around the corner.
Because I know that you had a very popular tweet about Blink-182.
Yep.
So I know they're in the wheelhouse somewhere.
We'll get to them in the honorable mentions.
Okay, great.
But I did, it was really hard to narrow down to 5.
Yep.
And I didn't want to just go to the classics. There's, off the top of your head, there's like 5 to 10 classics that you know are either covers themselves or you know that they were revisions of previous ones, and some that you don't even know they're covers.
There are some that I didn't know was a cover.
Which is why I've broken up my 5 into 5 different sections.
Oh,
so 5
good.
Different types of covers and 5 different types of cover songs.
Great. Okay. Well, how we normally do this, I start off, so you get to headline, you get to close.
Wonderful.
With your number 1.
Wonderful.
So we'll go with my number 5 first. Now, in 2003... around winter of 2003, I had a massive breakup.
Okay.
cleared house, just where I can't even live in the same state as this person. I'm going to go and I couch surf for like 3 months here in Melbourne.
Can I just say, Josh, almost immediately, I know that you're going to have way more of like emotional choices than mine. Mine are like, this is a fun bop.
That's all right.
And yours is like, when I was the lowest, this song brought me back to the light.
It really, I was sleeping on a friend's floor, not even a mattress, not even a couch, a floor.
That's, oh, wow.
All we had in Carlton. This is around the same time, same, and listeners will know this, when I slept in the graveyard for a night because he didn't have his phone on. And
This was during the great mattress strike of 2003, right? Yeah.
Well, he was living in just a unit in Carlton. He had like three other flatmates. None of them were from Melbourne. He was from Tassie. Two were from New Zealand. One was from Japan, spoke very little English. And I would just be on their floor every single day for about 2 months. And I had with me a bag of clothes, a Discman, and a CD wallet. So depressing. And
it's always hard with the Discman wallets because you have to check your Discman phone and Discman keys before you go out.
And one of the CDs I had, so there were four CDs heavily on the rotation this time. One of them was The Teachers of Peaches.
Okay. Great album.
Fuck the Pain Away. Great song. Another one was Hey Ya, Speaker Box, Love Below.
All right.
Hey Ya, great song. So did I say Hey Ya? I meant Outkast.
Well, hey, both. You knew both the band and the song, absolute bops.
Another one was...
I'm expecting a White Stripes to come up at some point.
No, I'd already owned all those.
Okay, gotcha.
And then three was a Rough Trade post-punk compilation.
Okay.
And the other one was the Postal Service with their first album. And but this song is a cover from that song. So when I hear it, this was how I was feeling at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I hear it's Iron and Wine's Such Great Heights.
Okay, I've got a story about this.
Right. As we know, we'll only listen to the first 30 seconds and then we'll turn it off. Come on, Iron, start singing. Enough.
Now, can I ask, that was the original? That's the cover?
That's the cover.
That's the cover, right?
Yeah.
When we brought this up, I used to be big into cover. You know, we all go through that phase. We're just like, oh, this is a cover. This is a kooky, what's it called? Postmodern jukebox cover. Yeah. This is, you know, MC Chris is doing a rap song? This is crazy. You know, we all go through that immature phase where we just get obsessed with the cover songs. And it kind of coincided with the time that I was into mashup songs as well.
Yeah.
Early 2010s, Tim.
Oh, there's a group called the Hood Internet. I don't know if you come across.
Yes,
those.
I know the Hood Internet.
Oh,
great mashups.
And I cannot listen to Dizzy Rascal's "Fix Up, Look Sharp" without thinking of, because he did a mashup with that and "Girls Just Want to Have Fun."
Ooh, wonderful!
And it's great.
Ooh, lovely!
Highly recommend it.
Oh, bring me back for top five mashups.
Yeah, all right.
But this song, this Iron and Wine with the covers you said.
Yep.
That the ding 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 the plunky intro is all over one particular mashup track from Kids and Explosions, which was another mashup band that I listened to in the late 2000s, early 2010s. Yep. Before I graduated into Girl Talk, that was all I listened to.
Yeah. See, well, this song I remember hearing, and this was peak. Josh Earl is a librarian wearing vests over like country and western shirts, had the big fringe.
Yeah, fringe over one eye like a pirate.
Wearing sweatbands on one hand. It was couldn't get more punchable if I tried, really. But this song was a big song. It's also a nice song to play guitar too.
It sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Can I ask Josh, is peak 2003 Josh, librarian Josh, is that costume going to be making an appearance at the 300th recording episode at the Hi-Fi Comedy Festival?
I would love it if people come dressed as, in the audience, come dressed as an era of me. That would be great.
So that would be amazing.
Renegades of Folk Era, where I had a tie around my head, wearing lots of brown.
Yeah, there'll be just someone behind you giving you karate chops into the back to make you sound like a vocoder.
Yeah, we've got...
I had that DVD.
We've got Strokes Era, which lasted way too long, like way into their fourth and fifth albums. Get rid of that, Josh, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've got, I don't know, fitness era now, I guess.
I was, yeah, that did pop in my mind. Like, you trying to dress like the librarian peak hipster. It would look like a librarian Hulk, just like bursting out of your jeans.
It was good times, good times.
Good times, great classic hits. That's what we're all about here.
Did me well. I remember doing Comedy Bites. ABC 774 do a show before the comedy festival proper starts.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I did my library song, which was a this is a library, did that, did some library jokes. And Catherine Devaney was the MC of that. And at the end, she said, next year, no twee. I'm sick of all these twee comics coming up here. And me and Josie Long went, well, that's us. Mm. Oh, no. Sorry, Dev.
Is this going to, this is behind the paywall now.
No, that goes out. Oh, wait, that's, yeah, 10 minutes. We're gone. Bye.
Woo, baby. Bye, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.